That's not what I was thinking, that was me. Right, just a reminder, we've got Kiddush Levana tonight and tomorrow night. Tomorrow night is the last time. It's interesting, Mati Ephraim mentions that a person should be careful all the mitzvahs that is mechuyev on a person, like Kiddush Levana, he says you should be careful to make sure you do Kiddush Levana, just like he writes other things. Mezuzah, checking mezuzah, comes to Kiddush Elul, checking mezuzahs. It's interesting, how often do you have to check mezuzahs in your house? The house, the mezuzah in your front door, how often does it need to be checked? So, because really, the Lashon is twice every 7 years. Or HaShulchan mentioned, that Yehuda mentioned, that HaShulchan says it's once every 3.5 years. And we know that 3.5 years goes by pretty quickly. Yep, we're trying to, often we don't know whether it's 2016, 2015, we don't even know, it goes very quickly. There also be an amp. Sorry?
7 years.
Yeah. it can easily go 7 years without even checking them. There ought to be an app that reminds you every 3.5 years to make sure you remember to check the mezuzahs. Maybe there's an app that can check the mezuzahs while it's up on the door, I don't know. But Lamaisa, you'd be surprised that 3.5 years, 2017 is already coming up to 3.5 years, it's already kedai to make sure that's taken into account. The idea is, Mati Ephraim saying that we have to get into the mode to make sure our checklist is fine. I mean, imagine Mati Ephraim was living nowadays. What would he tell us to check? I wonder what you would tell us to check. Check our devices. I'm sure there'll be mashkichim that will be open to many other things that they can think of besides from mezuzahs. Okay, let's move on to also another interesting mention last year about Mati Ephraim said that he said that there was a minig, the yesh shenoyakin shekol chodesh elul acha mincha after mincha after the davar machris hashamash, the shamash would announce shuvu bonim shevavim. Someone would have a shtala, that his shtala was, you banged out after mincha, shuvu bonim shevavim. Maybe it was the same person that blew the shofar in the morning, I don't know how it went. Minig yofa, he says it's a minig yofa. Again, we don't do all these things, but it's just interesting to plug into what happened a few hundred years ago. The Talmud of the Trumas Hadeshim, one of the Rishonim, the Talmud records that he remembers seeing that his Rebbe spent an hour on Baruch Sha'oma be made Elul. Can you imagine? I mean, if anyone would spend an hour on Baruch Sha'oma these days, I think we'll have to find a good therapist. The Maxis, again, the Shtazoi. But it's just, and you should know, Shlomo Zedeshin wasn't the person who had a lot of time on his hands. If you open at random, open a Shulchan Aruch random, and see who the Ramah is quoting, Kimat always you can try it now, you see, it's quoting Shlomo Zedeshin. Every Ramah is coming from Trumas Hadeshim. So he didn't have too much time on his hands, but when he came to Elul, he managed to have time to plug into Tefillah, and he got started like that. Just I want to pick your brains on very geshmak and nekuda that today is Leigud Aleph. Leigud Aleph Elul. We are now have stepped in to we are within the 30-day period of Yom Kippur. Okay, listen to the chat. Shulchan Aruch says, on Yom Kippur, are you allowed to wash your hands? Are you allowed to wash your face on Yom Kippur? You wake up in the morning, you're not allowed to give your face a wash. You're not allowed that, because Rechitza is one of the five, you know you can't wash your face. There's chutz, there's an exception to the rule. A kala that has been married within 30 days, meaning tonight, you wear any chasnas tonight, there's chasnas over here. Every shul is a chasnas. So you've got, a girl who got married from tonight can, when it comes to Yom Kippur, can wash her face. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Why is everyone not allowed to wash their face in Yom Kippur? Only a kala which has got married within 30 days from tonight. Tonight is within 30-day period. Why can she specifically wash her face? Kedei shalit iskan el bala. She shouldn't look displeasing to her husband. It's her new husband. She should look respectable, right? As we state in Shulchan Aruch, we're passing like that. However, the Sha'atzion writes that nowadays that the husbands are in shul most of the day, all day, he says, so ain't no idea if it's negeir. I don't know if it's negeir such a heter. You've got a kala, gets married tonight. The halacha is that she can wash her face in Yom Kippur. Zot the Sha'atzion, I don't know if it's negeir. The husband's in shul. However, with Corona, yeah, where some places, some people, some matzovim, they are either not going to shul or going to shul quicker minyanim. It can happen with that a chosan is going to a small minyan, and they're going to be finished by 1 o'clock with a hafsaka, a full 5 hours. You go back to Medina de Gomorrah, state in Gomorrah, state that Aloha Mishnah, that a kala is allowed to wash her face in Yom Kippur within 30 days. But from tonight, it's interesting, you can wish them mazel tov and you should take into account that this year, if you're not davening full day, this is just to pick your brains. Again, we're trying to just remember halachas via bringing it out like that. And this, we have to go straight into the halachas of Korea, and we discussed yesterday that to tear in a constructive way is a malacha min ha-Torah, and to tear in a distractive way is a malacha min ha-Rabbanon, which is muta if you need to come onto food item or to come to a drink item. When it came to things which are reading material, we said from the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah says you can't really tear open an envelope on Shabbos, even though it's coming to a Tzorche Shabbos, because you'll be able to read the letter. I feel like Mishnah Berurah didn't allow that. Yeah? So someone told me today this morning, he said, hey, the Chazanish. So we mentioned yesterday already that when the Mishnah Berurah and the Chayodim, the mainstream person wanted an emon, even over here, it comes against us, the Maisa Halach is like the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, last week's parasha said, Kechoil Asher Yoru HaKoyanim. Kechoil Asher Yoru HaKoyanim is the same Rosh, is Gematria 1345, is the Gematria of 13, yeah, I've got to check it out again to make sure, is the Gematria of 1384, which is exactly the same Gematria, Harav Yisrael Mea HaKoyim Radit. Kechoil Asher Yoru Eschem HaKoyanim is exactly Harav Yisrael Mea HaKoyim Radit. Okay, whatever that means, just a sweet zach. That it's Yadua that the Mishnah Berurah pulls a very, very strong weight, and that tackle will make up from Rav Falk's itself. So it's correct that if a person forgot to open that, it's correct not to open it again, unless he changed to become a Chazan Nishnik over Shabbos and Ephraim. That's what we discussed yesterday. Now, what's very relevant is we have to look through a few items of packages and boxes to see that and to try and make sure we are avoiding Korea Derech Tikkun. Korea Derech Tikkun is a malacha min ha-Torah, so there wouldn't really be a room for being mako to have your food. Only when it comes to a malacha d'rabbanon, where you're doing it in a distractive way, right? There you can already start to play games. Okay, so it comes Shabbos day, and your child wants to have Shabbos cereal. I don't know if this looks like cereal bakhlal, but it's some sort of cereal which is Shabbos day, and they look at the box and they see that it's closed. Is there any issue when you open this during the week, opening on Shabbos? What are you doing over here? You're doing a kireya, you're tearing. You can see you're tearing. You're tearing. Now, is it cool if I open the flaps? Have I done it in a constructive, have I torn constructively or have I torn destructively? What would you say? Constructively, now I've torn, but it's constructive in that I've got a box that's going to store the contents in. And again, the same thing when it comes to the package inside, which holds the cereal. Over here, if I make a nice tear, a nice opening at the top, I've done a constructive tearing. So the mainstream poskim are going to tell you, now hang on over here, there's no way that you can do that on Shabbos, because that involves a malacha min ha-Torah. You're doing kireya derech tikkun, which is a constructive. So you've got eitzer, as I was mentioning, as the eitzer. So what you could do is do a distractive action. You can take a knife and cut down the side over here, cut down the side over here, and take out the plastic bag which is holding the cereal. But then you've got the same issue over here. Yeah. You would have to destroy the plastic as well, which is not always so neat. You'd have to make a cut at the top, make a geschmacka cut so that it shouldn't be roy really to hold it. And then pour it into a container or a bag or like that. It looks a bit extreme. But I must say, if I do sound any extreme, I have to share with you something which is fascinating. We have to really understand the Makoros. We have to understand that opening is normally, according to Rova postgame, involves a malocha min ha-Torah, which is two malochas min ha-Torah. One is for the box, one for the bag. So we have to really gather our thoughts on what's going on over here about Korea. That has to be destructive. If it's constructive, you've got a real issue. And the biggest makel in Hilchus Korea, in Hilchus opening packages that I'm aware of, is the Igros Moshe. The Moshe Feinstein has got Meshun Digger Kulis. However, look how Moshe finishes off a whopping tshuva. He's got 10 and nothing. And he says, Nimtza Ladina, he says, V'chol Zeh Medina. After rattling off all his kulis that he's got on opening packages, he says, Avol Lamaisa Ein Lahatim. Why? Kivin shebnei Torah mo'otim. Ba'avin yisein ha'rabim. There's very few bnei Torah. And v'roya ani, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, shekol shekim bozeh, kol shekim b'doyer u'mokim poros k'zbizmaneinu, ve'ein nikraya lo yisak shel beged, v'lo shel niyor, v'lo yilishbara kanz. It sounds like Atoros and Dorim. Yeah, v'lo yilishbara kanz, v'tevish, he doesn't allow opening anything. V'afri lachtech v'likraya hacha agam zedach. However, where you're making a sudis nisuin, or you have oyrchim, and there's going to be a busha if you don't open a packet that is needed for the meal, and you can't get hold of a goy, v'imleka akum, then you have to be a talmud chacham. Uvetzina, yesh lahata lo betzorech gadol kazeh. We all know, we always like to know Rav Moshe, the biggest mekel. Yeah, a friend of mine told me he's always mekel, because he's always got a tzveika. It could be his mutter, and even if it's also, it could be Rav Moshe's mati. Yeah, Rav Moshe always had this name that he's Mekel, right? So the biggest Mekel, and Taki is Mekel, but at the end of the day, he doesn't want to know anything. He wants everything open before Shabbos. Unless you're making a Shabbat brachos, and you can't get a goy, and there's going to be a busha if not, and you're Tamar Chacham, you do a bit sinner, then he allows you to open a pack of crisps. So you see where the poskim are coming from. They do not like this inyan bechlal, because you start off with an issue. You start off with an issue of Korea. Now, if you do it destructively, then the other poskim don't really take on such a vital lashon of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe went adasof, you know. Even if you're not making a chasna, you just want a bit of cereal, just make sure you're doing this destructively. So it comes to shalosh shudos and you want to have lecha mishnah. You're running out of challahs and you want to get a hold of matzahs, and your matzah box is closed. You've got the same issue. You'd have to open it, but derech kilkel, and the inside the box, you've also got one of these plastics which are holding up the matzahs. You'd have to make a rip in it in a way that it's not holding the matzahs anymore.
If you do derech kilkel, can you still use the box?
So now, Rabbi Falk, again, I come from Rabbi Falk in this union, and there might be others, but Rabbi Falk, he's written on this, and he writes that it's not kedai to use the box, even when you've made an L shape, it's not kedai to use the box bechlal. Even once you've done it in a destructive way, he says you can't do that because, yes, you've made it in a destructive way, but you've done it a bit constructive in that it's usable now for you, using it for your matzahs now.
It's still holding it,
so it might not be the 100% how you would like it when you buy it from the shop, but in case it's 35% of it, of a darigo of a KD. So you've made something, you've done a tearing which is sort of a constructive. Again, there might be other poskim, but this is what I've really drilled into my bones 15 years ago, so I can't really get out of my system. He's definitely making out of himself. When it comes to these things, it's tearing destructively and getting rid of the contents. It might be others.
So you get rid of the thing, can you open normal also?
Now, that is an issue. That would also be an issue, because at the end of the day, this is interesting, he brings a chazanish, that since it is the norm to open and store it, therefore, you don't bottle of data, you see the bottle there. It's an interesting point of time, and that's a very important point. He's saying, if you're anyway emptying the contents, then why bother doing it destructively? You're not even having an hour from it. But the chazanish uses a lotion that bottle of data. Since it's so normal to open it normally and to store it normally, that will be an issue. So according to Rav Falk, we'd have to do two points. Number one is open it destructively, in an L shape and everything, and rip the paper. And number two is to empty the contents. Again, it sounds chomor, and you should know, when it comes to packets, so then a maisa, you'd have a similar thing, because if you open the top, if you separate the two parts of the packet and open it, and that lechayim would involve it's a korea derech tikkun. Now, over here, some poskim get a bit clever, and they want to say, "Efshar, this is a bit better." Okay, lechayim, you start off with an issue of korea derech tikkun. You're tearing in a constructive way. However, what could be the tzad to say that efshar this is different? It's not made to last. That we all know here, if it's lasted a few months already, this was made in the factory a good 3 or 4 months ago. It came from China. It's from Uno, so it's been through Corona a few times. Sorry? Some mentioned that if you open it to finish, but they don't really go with that. So why do you find? You have to find. A lot of people are machme when it comes to a box of matzahs, but you'll find some people are making a bit about packets.
That box is made to store in afterwards.
It's made to open. That's what Rabbi Shu mentioned.
A one timer.
That's one sniff. That's one sniff lahakol. And the second point which Shlomo Zalman mentioned, he said that the tefira, the attachment of the two lips of the packet, is very soft. It's very weak attachment. So Shlomo Zalman held that a weak attachment doesn't make it a tefira, it doesn't make it a sewing, it doesn't make it a joint. In that, when you detach it, that's not called kareya. Kareya is only called kareya when Shlomo Zalman held that if it's very soft, then he was matir. Now again, you can imagine if Rav's got already a two-page shuvah to explain from many different cases of the Ram Shimbem, that it doesn't make a difference how hard or soft the material is. The Maisa is still Negea Tefira. But all I'm saying is the limit schus, you'll see even at Shmir Shabbos Gilchosim, when he brings down the halachas about opening packets, he's so some that you can't open a packet, it's Kerea Derech Tikkun. You're doing Kerea Derech Tikkun. Olam Yesh HaMekilin, and on the footnote, he brings this from Shlomo Zalman, these points, that the hatboka at the top, that the attachment is not so strong. But you shall know, when it comes to such a yonim, the definitely it starts off being an issue. You will find some Shabbaker, I have to share with you, one Geshmaka Nekuda. I think this is a Rafal really enjoyed this Kiddush. He told me this about 12 years ago, when he told it to me, 12 years ago, and then 2 years ago, he said it again. It was the same as last. It's a Kiddush which I haven't seen in another place, and he held mamash a real issue. Okay, it's more negeh to catch up, but I don't find so many people opening catch up on Shabbos. But it's negeh to catch up. You have a catch up, or you have one of these cinnamon packet, right? A bottle of cinnamon. And when you open up the lid, and it comes with a seal at the top, a foil that you peel the foil off. Is there any issue of peeling the foil off? No issue. Why is there no issue peeling off the foil on the top? You have a coffee jar. Why can't you peel off the foil from the top of the coffee? You have Pringles, right? Some people eat Pringles and the top has got foil. Why are you allowed to peel it off? Why is it not kareya? Because it's soft from hard. Soft from hard is going to be no problem of kareya. Okay, very nice. You've taken off your lid of your ketchup, you've taken off the lid of the cinnamon, and you've taken off the foil. Now what are you going to do? Listen to this, Chiddush. What are you going to do? You're going to put the lid back onto the ketchup, put the lid back onto the cinnamon, and now you're going to use your cinnamon, you're going to use your ketchup. Geschmack. Zoch, to Rabbi Fat, Rabbi, he says, that is a malocha min ha-Torah involved.
Why?
Because you've now joined together two parts, two chalokim of a keli, and you've made a keli to last forever and ever. When you have a ketchup, and you screw on the top lid, you've now made, a keli. When you took off the lid, right?
It was nothing.
You had the ketchup, and then you had the lid, right? And then you removed the label, face the foil. Now, you've got a bottle, which is a shachem, it's the way you're going to store it, you can't store it out. Horizontal, vertical, it's not geschmack. Now, you've now created a sixth wall of your ketchup. Imagine you were to make one side of your ketchup on Shabbos. You would understand, you're making a bottle. So, Mali, if you're doing the side of the ketchup, now you're screwing on to last forever an attachment which is part of the ketchup. So I asked Rafal, what are you going to say to a bottle of Coke? You finish a bottle of Coke on Shabbos day. After the Chobin, you have a geschmack of Coke. And then, sometimes, out of habit, what would you do when you finish the bottle of Coke? You take the lid, stamp out of habit, and you fix it onto the bottle. And you put it by the bins. Where's the brown bins? I don't know which bins. Yeah, one of the bins.
Yeah.
Yeah? Is there any issue with Makhba Patish? Why is there no issue with Makhba Patish? Obviously, it's not much of a shayla. That just wants a red ice. Obviously, it's not a shayla because there you've got no purpose for it. It's just going to be in the bin. Mashenkin by the ketchup, by the cinnamon, by putting together the lid onto the content, onto the ketchup or onto the cinnamon, you've created the bottle of ketchup. It's an interesting point. You have made the bottle of ketchup, which wasn't there before. If you make a hole,
you
mentioned there's an eitza of opening the lid and taking a knife.
You've created the same bottle.
Okay,
well, I have to be mad.
Thank you very much, Abayzai. These are geschmack in your lips. Go.
Right. Yeah. Now you are.